Chapter 3. Eve. Present day. The man standing before me isn't what I expect. For starters, he's at least 5 years younger than me, 30 tops, and he has a smudge of dirt on his left cheek. His eyes are deep set, his skin is olive, and his hair is tawny. He's gorgeous. But in green shorts, a thin white t-shirt, and sturdy boots, he's too disheveled to be the manager. I glance again at the small gold-plated sign next to the doorbell. Rosalind House. Giving them peace, giving you peace of mind. I'm definitely in the right place. I'm Eve Bennett, I say. I have a brief flash of myself standing on stage accepting the award for most promising graduate at the Institute of Culinary Education in New York, and another flash of Mother's face when I told her I was applying for a job at a residential care facility for the elderly. I have an interview at 2 o'clock for the cook position. I wait for a greeting, a handshake, and, oh yes, please come in. But the man just stares. I see a glint of recognition in his eyes, and my heart sinks. My last job interview had been a tough one too, but at least I'd got a hello. It was 10 years ago, at Bennu, the hot NYC Asian fusion restaurant, back when Asian fusion was the next big thing. Simply landing an interview for an apprenticeship at Bennu was nothing short of a miracle. Word among my friends at the culinary school was that Min Jun, the head chef, hired only blood relatives to work in his kitchen for fear others would steal his famous brown sauce recipe. I met with Min Jun in the kitchen, and rather than shaking my hand, he'd supplied me with a knife and a bag of carrots to julienne. In the hour I spent there, he barely said a word to me. Later, when he offered me the job, which I declined, stupidly, he told me it was the way I looked at the carrot, like I was in love with it, that got me over the line. The disheveled man still hasn't spoken. I wait for him to curse me or slam the door in my face, but instead he shuffles back and lets me inside. I step into a bright foyer with a sweeping staircase. Low, polished timber side tables sit alongside well-stuffed pastel furniture. Though I haven't been inside...